song and obey.
We'll be sharing today the scriptures with from Daniel's.
上次同大家讲过就系但以利就系解救咗当时所有人嘅困境，就系话个皇帝要杀晒佢哋所有嘅人。但以利求情。
Previously, we've spoken about how Daniel had saved many people from death, and that Daniel had asked for mercy from the king.
上次同大家讲到就系。那个皇帝是一个暴君来的，是一个温君又一个暴君。
All powerful, absolutely. Previously, we had spoken that the king was absolute ruler, had all power.
他有晚发了个梦。
So one day he had a dream.
这个梦是令到他很惊，他解不到。
He was very afraid because he did not know how to interpret the dream.
同埋这个梦呢是常常翻嚟。
And this dream was a recurring dream.
英文圣经讲得好啲，因为中文圣经系冇双数嘅。
The English Bible says this more clearly.
英文圣经话佢发咗好多个梦，英文中文圣经就梦啫吓。但系如果睇中英圣经，你知道咧，佢发咗好多个梦。
The Chinese Bible says that he dreamed. The English Bible said that he had recurring dreams.
所以咧，呢个梦系令佢好震惊。
So this dream had him greatly afeared.
他就知道他附近，他知道呢，有很多人想騙他。
He knew that there were many among his subjects who would wish deceive him.
尤其是他身邊的人。
Especially those by his side, those near to him.
最重要就是他那群文士和哲士，他那群謀士，他現在想，那群人是常常騙我的。
Particularly, he felt that his advisors and his courtiers were always trying to deceive him or to pull the wool over his eyes. Because all his helpers, his assistants, were feng shui masters. So over time, they had deceived him over decades. So now he felt that it was time for him to mete out justice.
我平時叫你解夢係好容易解。
Previously, the dreams that he asked them to interpret were very straightforward.
你唔知呃咗我幾多次。
So there were many, many times that he must have been deceived.
我今次我特登唔話俾你聽我個夢係咩。
So this time he felt, I will not even tell you what I am dreaming.
我要你解。
I will have you interpret a dream that I will not explain to you, and have you explain the dream and also the interpretation.
如果你解唔到嘅話咧，我已經要全部將個靈池處死。
And if you are not able to interpret my dream, I will put you all to death.
所有文武百官啊，都要係殺曬。
So all his courtiers, all his advisors and magicians will be put to death.
跟住所有嘅家產係要充公。
And all their riches and their wealth will be seized.
但以利都可能都要死喎。
Unfortunately, that would also mean that Daniel would also be put to death.
因為但以利都係喺皇帝附近嗰班人。
Because he was also a member of the court. Daniel was also a member of the court.
但係當嗰、那個要執行王命嗰個嘅嗰、那個軍長嗰、那個護衛長叫做阿略，英文叫做Apcott。
Oh.
喺第二章第十四節。
In verse 2:14, Arioch, he was the commander of the king's guard. He was charged with this duty.
但以利叫我等下。
Daniel asked him, "Please wait."
等我同神嚟到，等我问神，睇下神可唔可以话俾你听呢个梦系乜嘢。
Daniel asked Arioch to give him a reprieve so that he could pray and speak to God.
我哋可以见到就系神就藉着呢件事啊，俾我哋睇有几样嘢。
So when we analyze the situation, there are a few things that we can understand that God has done.
第一样嘢就系嗰啲风水佬系冇用，系呃人。
One, number one, is that magicians were useless.
连他们自己都说这些梦是没法解到。
Even the magicians themselves admitted that it was impossible for them to interpret a dream that they were not told about.
第二说，神是掌管宇宙万物所有的发展的历史，都是在历史是在神的掌管当中。历史是在真神的掌管当中。
And what we can see is that everything is in God's hands. Yeah?
圣经是唯一的书是有讲预言的。圣经是唯一的书籍是有讲预言。
What's 预言?
预言, prophecy.
The Bible itself is a book of prophecy.
The Bible is the only book in the world that ever has prophecy. 很多其他宗教的书都不敢讲预言。
Many other religions dare not prophesy.
可能已经说自己是神的话语，其实没预言的。The Quran.
Quran. The Quran has no prophecies, does not speak about the future.
所以看你可以知道它是杂乱无章的说话的话，是假扮神的话语，是完全是假的，完全是假冒的。
So when you look at the Quran, you can see that it is just a collection of vague phrases cobbled together.
佛经没预言，不敢写预言。
They dare not even speak about the future.
佛经。
佛经？
Yeah.
Quran?
佛经, no.
Buddhism.
Buddhism.
Buddhism also does not speak about the future.
只是说一些虚无的哲学。只是说一些人生的哲理。
They only speak about man's existence.
世界上唯一的书籍是讲世界的预言，就是这本圣经。
The only book that speaks about the future of the world is the Bible.
这本圣经就是藉着但以利解这个梦，俾我哋睇到人类历史的发展。
So when Daniel interprets the dream, we can see what will happen in the future.
最重要想大家睇到嘅今日就系话呢个王所发嘅梦到底系点样。
So therefore, it's very important that we interpret the dream of this king.
上次同大家讲到就去到呢度为止。
So the last time we spoke about it, we paused at this point.
我哋今日就要讲嗰个王嗰个梦。
So we will continue and we will discuss and analyze the dream of this king.
我哋开始个祈祷先。
We will start by prayer.
主啊，求你恩待我哋今日每一位。求你使到你个话语。
Dear Lord, I ask that you bless each and every one of us.
打开你，入去我哋嘅心里边，等我哋能够明白到末世嘅奥秘。
And I ask that you give us the Holy Spirit so that we can understand your word, that it can enter into our hearts.
等我哋能够明白到末后末世嘅事。
So that we can understand and that we can see what the world holds for us in the future.
等我哋能够尊重你嘅话语。
So that we can have respect.For your word.
明白你的话语是无上的权威。
So that we will know that your word is the highest.
感谢祈祷奉我主耶稣。
And the greatest power. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们今天正读的经文是但以利书第二章第三十一节开始。
So our scripture is Daniel the second, Daniel 2, 30,
第三十一节开始。
Starting from verse 31.
我今天想跟大家看但以利是去到皇帝的面前。
So Daniel went into the presence of the king.
但以利就跟皇帝说。
He said to the king.
王啊，我知道你为什么这么担心。
He said, I understand why you are so troubled.
因为你所担心的是关系你国家的命运。
Because you are worried about your kingdom.
你国家的将来。
The future of your kingdom.
你知道这个梦是讲到你国家的将来。
You understand that in some way this dream is speaking about your kingdom.
所以你在这方面你很担心。
And that is why you are worried because you know that it is about your kingdom and what is to pass.
然后王啊，我从神里面有一个启示。
He says, I have spoken with the Lord.
神让我可以看到这个，神让我可以告诉你今天末后后来的事怎样，是第29节。
The Lord has allowed me to share with you what will come to pass in the future.
神会将这个将来的事告诉你。
Verse 29, and the Lord is willing to share that with you.
同埋但以利很谦卑。
Daniel was very humble.
他说不是我的智慧。
He said, it's not my wisdom, my knowledge.
因为要明白这件事的是超过所有人的智慧的。
He says, because to understand what is said in your dream is beyond the understanding and the wisdom of any living human being. So this understanding and this wisdom comes from the Lord. So in the Old Testament, Joseph explained two dreams and he was given great honor. But just before he explained and interpreted the dream, he clearly stated that it came from the Lord, that the understanding came from the Lord. So Daniel also was humble and gave honor to God.
So he just told the king in 31.
So in verse 31, he speaks with the king. He says, "You looked, O king, and there before you stood a large statue. It was an enormous, dazzling statue, awesome in appearance." Awesome in appearance.
中文譯話英文好似覺得係好靚啊，但係中文譯都好，中文話好可怕啊呢個像，好令人驚嘅。
And in the Chinese scripture, the awesome was it was interpreted to mean it was terrifying.
嗱，我話俾你聽，
it struck terror.
我話俾你聽，點解你咁驚？
So I will explain to you why it was so awe and terror inspiring.
第32節嗰度講到。
In verse 31.
呢個像個頭係精金。
The head of the statue was made of pure gold.
胸膛同埋呢個膀臂係銀做嘅。
Its chest and arms of silver.
肚腹同埋腰係銅。
Its belly and thighs of bronze.
腳係鐵。
Its legs of iron.
但係呢又係半鐵半泥喎。
Its feet partly of iron and partly of baked clay.
後來點解你咁驚咧？你見到個像，即係嗰個像係宏大，但係都唔會令你咁驚嘅，係咪？
So why is it that when you see this idol, this statue, why is it that it strikes such terror in your hearts?
因為呢個咁嘅巨像將會被粉碎。
And the reason for this is because you will see that it will be reduced to rubble.
而呢個粉碎係由一嚿石打佢嘅腳嘅緣故。
It is reduced to rubble by a rock.
你個夢中裏邊，你見到一個大石，係非人手可以做到嘅大石。
So in his dream, he saw that there was a large rock, but it was cut out not by human hands.
向呢個像擊打。
And it struck the statue.
但係唔係打呢個像嘅頭喎。
It didn't just strike the statue's head.
係打呢個像嘅腳。
It struck the statue's feet.
打咗腳嗰陣時候，整個像就粉碎。
And when it struck the feet of the statue, it reduced the statue to rubble and dust.
因為呢個像嘅腳係半鐵半泥，最容易碎。
So when we look at the feet, it was half iron, half clay. So therefore, it was most vulnerable.
因為只腳碎咗嘅話，整個像就係冧咗落嚟。
So once you break the feet, once you strike at the base, the whole statue crumbles.
於是乎，金銀銅鐵同埋泥一同都係打得粉碎。
So what you will see is that in verse 35, it says, "Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces at the same time." And not only that, but it was broken, and in the Bible it says, "became like chaff."
好似係呢個禾場中嘅糠秕咁樣，好似細到好似一粒粒粉咁樣咁細。
So basically, what it was is reduced to dust.
一個咁大嘅像，後來成為咗一個粉。
So when you look at such a large impressive statue reduced to almost nothing.
然後被風一吹嗰陣時候，就冇曬啦。And
once the wind blew through, there was nothing left.
於是就王啊，你就夢到呢個，你所以你見到個擔心就係呢個像太過大，而佢嗰個粉碎係太過快。So
the reason the king was so troubled is because this statue was so large and so impressive, and yet it became as nothing, and it became as nothing so quickly.
啊，咁後來但以理就解釋了。
So Daniel explained the dream in verse 36.
那個金頭其實是講到你啊，大王。
So he says, "O king, the head of gold is in reference to you."
你是这个诸天之王，天上的神已经将国度、权柄、能力、尊贵都赐俾你。
You are the king to whom God has given many powers.
第38節尾話，你就係個金頭。
So in verse 38, he says, "You are that head of gold."
再後來有一個國係冇你咁強盛嘅。
So after you, there will be another kingdom, but it will not be as powerful as yours.
另外有一個係屬於銅嘅，係有一個國家咧，係即係佢嗰個嘅象徵係用銅嚟到做象徵嘅。And
that was the silver.
然後係有呢個銅，呢個。
And then bronze.
然後咧，到後來係有一個鐵嘅國家。
And after that, there will be a fourth kingdom, which will be strong as iron. And yet all these kingdoms were reduced to nothing, to dust. So even though at the feet of the idol, It was partial clay and partial iron.
而到後來就係呢個角係呢個第四個角度要分開。
And it is at this kingdom, the fourth kingdom, where everything comes apart.
我今日同大家講嘅就係喺呢度，同大家思想就係呢。
So this is what I want to discuss with you, to share with you.
巴比倫呢個國家就係呢個金嘅頭。
The kingdom of Babylon is the head of gold.
其實聖經講巴比倫咧，其實係好耐好耐嘅歷史嘅喎。
The Bible speaks about Babylon in many, many years past.
因為由加勒底嘅文化嗰陣開始已經有巴比倫。The wisdom of the Chaldeans.
Oh.
已經開始，由創世記已經開始。
So many years ago, there was Babylon.
就算喺創世記。In
the book of Genesis, it mentions Babylon.
巴比倫嘅祖先，嗰啲加勒底人已經係喺創世記裏邊已經聖經講過。
So the Bible has already spoken about the Babylonians.
但係後來巴比倫係成為咗個好細嘅國家。
At the end, Babylon is reduced to a very small country.
巴比倫係幾時開始成為大國咧？
So when did Babylon become a great nation?
大家記唔記得舊約裏邊講到希西家？
So do you recall that in the Old Testament, Hezekiah was sick unto death?
嗰陣時候呢個係喺列王記下，冇時候睇啦嚇。咁佢病到好緊要嗰陣時候
，He was so ill.
佢就求神俾佢再生嘅能力。
He asked that the Lord give him strength.
結果就係神。經過呢個以賽亞咧，同佢講話，神會醫治佢。
So through
the prophet Isaiah.
Through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord said that He would heal Hezekiah.
結果佢就多咗呢個十幾年命。
So his life was extended by ten plus years.
但係後來佢病好咗之後，佢心好驕傲。
However, when he recovered, he became very proud. At that time, the greatest nation was not Babylon, it was
Assyria. 神的使者在一晚里面杀了亚述的兵士185,000人，一晚杀了185,000人，结果亚述的能力就粉碎了。
So in one night,
the 185,000 people were slain by just one angel. The Assyrian armies were besieging Jerusalem, and just one night, God wiped them out by just one angel. 185,000 soldiers were wiped out one night. 184,000人冇咗。所以以色列當時猶大就係冇事，冇人敢再侵犯佢。
So after that, no other country dared to go against the Jews.
結果希西家咧就係因為咁嘅緣故咧就驕傲。
Now, it speaks about the arrogance of
the king. 跟住巴比倫派使者嚟咯。
So when the Babylonians sent an ambassador,
巴比倫派使者嚟，佢又俾佢睇下佢國庫裏邊幾多錢，幾有錢。
Hezekiah was so proud that he showed the ambassador all the riches and the wealth that he had.
咁啊，佢係一個真係似一個中文講嘅暴發户。
And this brings me to an old Chinese saying.
有個人忽然間有錢。
That when one suddenly becomes rich,
風水人唔知啊。
We are afraid that others will not know that we are rich.
點解佢忽然間咁多錢啊？
And why is it that all of a sudden he should have such wealth?
原來嗰185,000嘅亞述兵喺面死曬嗰陣時候，剩低曬好多個財富啊！
The reason for that is when the 180,000 Assyrian soldiers were killed, they left behind much riches that there was no one to claim.
所以佢哋就好似執金咁執，唔係攞曬錢翻嚟。
So what they did is they went out there and they gathered all the wealth that there was.
人民有人民攞，官有官攞，兵有兵攞。
So what they did is they scavenged all the wealth that was left by the dead.
咁啊，好多入曬國庫啦，好多就。
So therefore, all of that went into the national treasury.
哇！佢俾到巴比倫使者睇，哇！睇我哋幾有錢。
So he let the Babylonian ambassador see the actual wealth.
巴比倫嗰陣時候都係一個細嘅國家嚟嘅。
And at that time, Babylonian was only a small country.
佢睇佢唔起啊。
he looked down upon Babylon.
即係一個有錢佬。
So it's similar to a very wealthy man.
俾個僆仔翻嚟屋企。
He brings home a young teenager.
睇我幾有錢。
To show him how wealthy he is.
佢點知呢個僆仔將來大咗咧，會搶曬屋企所有嘅錢？佢唔知喎。
Unfortunately, he didn't know that eventually this teenager would grow up and become a man who would rob him of all his wealth.
以賽亞書裏邊就講話，將來以色列一定係會被巴比倫。
So in the Bible it says that
that would be put into captivity.
呢個 Hezekiah.
In the book of Isaiah,
it says that in time Babylon will overcome Assyria.
Would also overcome Judah.
And overcome Judah. And take them captive.
耶利米書裏邊再講，耶利米書第廿五章就話呢個嘅浩劫係會七十年嘅浩劫。以賽亞冇講幾多年，耶利米書講話七十年。
And in Jeremiah, it says that it will be 70 years of captivity.
当时,
at that time,
写到耶利米书的时候,
at the time of the writing of Jeremiah,
Babylon 已经成为大国了。
Babylon was already a powerful nation.
大家睇到吗?它以前是一个很小的国家。
So it grew from a small nation.
就算是在这个以赛亚书的时候，它还是一个小的国家来的。
Even in Genesis, it is still a small
nation. In the book of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah, it was still a small nation.
在, 即是我可以说是大概是犹太人被劫之前，大概是60、70年前左右，他们都还，巴比伦都还是一个小的国家来的。但是忽然间巴比伦兴起。
And suddenly, Babylon becomes a powerful nation.
巴比伦兴起，他第一样东西就灭了亚述。
So one of the first things that Babylon did
is it completely destroyed Assyria.
Oh, is that it destroyed Assyria.
跟住佢打敗埋埃及。
And it also absorbed Egypt.
佢雄霸整個嘅中東。
And among many nations,
整個嘅中東。
Oh,
the entire Middle East.
Oh, okay.
Babylon put the entire Middle East under its rule. 在这样的情况之下，巴比伦就是那个金的头，因为他们喜欢金。
And that is why he refers to Babylon as a gold head, because Babylonians loved gold.
尤其是皇帝。
Particularly the king.
皇帝是满头都金的。
The king had his head covered with gold.
中国的皇帝好像中国的皇帝有个朝扣就是盖着很多珠子，但巴比伦的皇帝全部都金的。
So the Babylonian king, his head was covered in gold, whereas the Chinese emperors loved jade.
And pearls.
And pearls.
巴比倫的國度只不過是97年就亡了。
The Babylonian empire lasted for about 98 years.
他說,在你以後必有另外一個國。
And then Daniel said, and after you there will be another kingdom.
這個國呢,就其實呢,就是波斯。巴比伦只不过是九十七年系强盛嘅，跟住之后巴比伦就没落啦。
So after the fall of Babylon,
尼布加撒尔王死咗之后
，after the king had passed，
喺五年里边巴比伦出咗三个皇帝出嚟。
Within 5 years, Babylon had several kings。
跟住之后咧，佢个即系呢个皇帝尼布加撒尔王死咗之后廿五年啫，巴比伦就系忽然间亡国。
And then within 5 years, 25 years, Babylon fell.
忽然間亡國，因為馬代波斯忽然間夜晚嚟到偷襲佢個城市。
Because in the dead of night, who came?
Persia.
Oh, Persia.
The Medo-Persian Empire.
Oh, the Median Persian Empire came and conquered Babylon.
忽然間係夜晚嚟夜襲佢哋呢個巴比倫嗰個首都喎。
They came at night.
點解呢個咁堅固嘅城市會忽然間係會亡咧
？So how is it that so powerful an empire should fall？
原因佢哋就喺呢個儲水嘅道入去啊 ，and through the waterways 喺呢個水道慢慢入去，佢哋唔知道。
The Persians came in through their aqueducts and their waterways。
忽然間佢哋瞓著覺嗰陣，忽然間波斯兵喺全城裏邊出現。
While they were asleep, and when they awoke, the Persians were in their midst.
你知唔知巴比倫嘅城市嗰個城牆幾闊嘅
So you can think how large that city was.
它的城墙啊, 它的宽度是30尺阔的, 两个马车都可以过得的。
Its main street was large enough for three chariots,
wall.
The wall. The walls were 30 feet thick.
多高啊? 成百尺高的。
8 feet high.
100尺。
Oh, 100尺。 100 feet high.
10层楼那么高的。
Three stories.
哇，他们想着我们城市，即系我哋城墙咁高咁厚嘅话，边个可以打得破？
They felt that their walls were so strong and powerful that nobody would be able to go through. They didn't realize that through the waterways and tunnels, their enemy would come. So in one night, they were overcome. And so the Persians formed the second empire.
波斯的王国只不过是200年，接着就亦都是被第三个国家灭了，被个同的国灭了。The
Persian Empire lasted 200 years, but then it also fell.
这个是希腊人是喜欢铜器的，希腊人很多的，即是很多个像啊，希腊人是很多的屋企用的，全部是铜，他们喜欢铜的。And
the Persians fell to the Greeks, and with
希腊人是喜欢铜。
And the Greeks loved bronze.
所以就是人一讲到希腊人是铜。
So when they speak of Greeks, they speak of bronze.
讲到波斯人是银, 他们喜欢银。
Persians love silver.
希腊的国度只不过是267年，之后亦都是忽然间被罗马人灭了。
And after the Greeks came the Romans.
你要明白就是，这些所有的国家以前都是很小的国家来的。
When you think every major empire started out small, and then it grew astronomically, and this is unlike China. China began as a large nation. Such a large nation that no one central power could control.
中国就是这样经过了很久都是没有人可以管到我们。 And
that is why China has a history of no central domination, no central government.
我们是真正是软弱的200年左右，是200年左右的中国是。
China has only been formed the last 200 years.
China has only been weak for the last 200 years.
Oh, China has only been weak for the 200 years.
但是巴比伦这些国家全部以前都是小国，但忽然间变大国。
Whereas Babylon and these other nations, they started small, they became great, and at the end they were reduced to nothing. The Iron Kingdom, they refer to the Romans, the Roman Empire.
但后来呢，罗马人呢就开始讲呢个民主咯。
However, the Roman Empire begins to speak of democracy.
So,
that is why when they started to talk about democracy, they became iron and partly clay. And that is how, over time, they became weak.
但以利亦都话过呢个国系会分开，将来那国必分开。
And that is why in the Bible it says that at the end this empire will fall apart.
当然罗马系分呢个东罗马同埋西罗马，西罗马首先灭亡，跟住东罗马。
And that is why they have a north and a south to the Roman
east and west.
Oh, east and west to the Roman Empire.
西罗马系被野蛮人，系被一啲匈牙利人同埋德国人所灭嘅。
West Rome was lost to the Germans
and the Hungarians.
Oh, the Huns. Okay, and the Huns.
Attila the Hun. Mm-hmm. 然后后来呢个东罗马去到呢个主后475年都亡埋。
And East Rome was also lost.
所以跟住系去到主后大概500年之后咧，欧洲入咗呢个黑暗时代，大概1000年。
And after the fall of the Roman Empire, Asia fell into the Dark Ages.
Europe
entered the Dark Ages for about 1,000 years.
这个就是但以利书里面所讲嗰个嘅末后将来嘅事嘅奥秘。
And in Daniel's, it speaks about this.
嚟講咁啊，好似同我哋都冇乜關係，係西方歷史啫嘛，係嘛？中東啫嘛，咁關我哋咩事
？So when we see this, you think, well, how does that relate to today?
首先，我哋就係加拿大人，係嘛
？First of all, we're Canadians.
咁啊，大家喺呢度好開心啦，對唔對？係嘛？大家個個唱曬歌仔啦，係咪？今日 Edmonton Journal 賣我哋，哇！頭條新聞好多人係話自己做加拿大嘅公民，係唱歌仔好開心，關我哋咩事喎？
And in today's newspaper, it speaks about many who are Canadian citizens who are so happy that they are singing.
全部係歐洲嘅問題，係中東嘅問題啫嘛。
So you could say, well, this is all a Asian problem or a European problem.
我哋冇事噶。
It doesn't relate to us.
咁啊，好似美國都好似冇講到啊，係嘛？啊，我哋嗰個鄰居美國都好似聖經裏面好似冇講到呢個預言啊，係咪
？And the Bible doesn't seem to speak about the United States.
咁啊，好似唔關我哋事喎，今日但以理書關我哋咩事啫？對唔對
？So then you would think, what relevance does Daniel have to our lives?
歐洲同中東啊，打生打死，我哋咪至多咪唔去嗰度旅行啫嘛。
So if Asia and Europe have problems and they have battles, we just avoid them.
所以今日要同大家睇嘅最重要嘅就系但以理书第二章第34节同埋35节。
Daniel 2:35。
34同35。
34 to 35 is a very important。
我同大家再睇过。呢个皇帝点解咁惊咧？就系佢望到一嚿大石系打碎咗呢个像。
So the reason the king was so terrified was that he saw that a large statue such as this was reduced to nothing by a rock. And then the wind blew everything away. There were no traces. There were no traces left. But the rock that broke the statue became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth.
係充滿天下
And it filled the whole earth.
咁充滿天下關唔關我哋事啊
？So once it fills the whole earth, does that have any reference or any relevance to us then?
啊，呢個就係同我哋所有人都有關係啦。
Well, obviously, this has relevance to all of us.
我哋睇呢個但以理書第二章第44节。
So Daniel 2:44。
当亚列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一个国家。这个就是讲这个石头了。这个国家永远不败坏，也不归别国人，是打碎灭绝一切的国家的。这个国家会传到永远。
So verse 44 says, In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will be left to another people.It will crush all these kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever. This large rock will eventually fill the entire earth. So then, does it have any relevance to China? So does it have any relevance to those of us who live in Canada? To the States? And so this is my message today, this Sunday. So how is it that this rock is so important to every living human being? We'll look at verse 45.
你既看见是非人手作出来一个大石头，是从山而出的，打碎金银铜铁泥。就是那至大的神，把后来的事告诉王听。
So this is the meaning of the vision of the rock cut out of a mountain, but not by human hands, a rock that broke the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold to pieces.
有人就话，如果你睇呢个启示录咧。
So if you look at this, it almost seems as if it doesn't have any reference to the United States or to Canada.
有人就話唔係中國有冇講啊
？Does it speak about China?
有喎，話中國將來會派兵去中東嚟到搶油喎。
Well, it does speak about China sending many, many soldiers to the Middle East to fight for oil.
中國會成為呢個亞洲嘅龍頭啊
！That China will become the head of Asia with many soldiers.
中東裏邊啊，咁梗係攞油啦。
So we would imagine that if it goes, that if the Chinese send soldiers to the Middle East, it must be for oil. So originally, I had no understanding or a limited understanding of why China would even want oil. You would think that cooking oil would be plenty. Now, when you look, you can understand why China would need a source of oil. China is a large manufacturing nation. They need energy to fulfill their manufacturing needs. And that is why China has collaborated with the nations in North Africa. China has also a presence in Canadian oil companies. China has spoken. Why is it that it doesn't mention Canada or the US? Superficially, you may think it doesn't affect those of us who live in Canada. So why is it that... There are two possibilities.
One is an optimistic theory. So
as Pastor said, that those of us who believe in Jesus,
when the Lord comes back, 当主再来的时候,
at the second coming,
所有信耶稣的人怎样啊?
Those believers,
全部怎样啊? 都是被提啦,
we
will be all raptured.
Mm-hmm.
被提的时候的话就是怎样啊?
And as you know, those believers who are taken up to heaven, this happens before the tribulations. And that is why some people say, well, obviously, in Canada and the US, there are many who are believers. So that is why many of them have gone up. And that is why the nation may be left empty. So the Canadians and the Americans will have returned to the heavens. And so that's why this has no reference to us. Are we that optimistic? We hope so. However, when we look around and we look at the state of Canada and the state of the U.S., would that really be possible that entire nations will be lifted to the heavens? I think it is a very slight possibility. I would compare that to the possibility that the Oilers will be in the Stanley Cup.
Get the Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
沒可能的,
no possibility. The other possibility is that because of everything that has passed, the US and Canada become very, very weak nations. We become so insignificant that we are not even worth a mention. And if we wonder why the Bible doesn't mention other countries, it is because those nations no longer exist. I believe that in the future, Canada and the US will be not worth a mention.
Mm-hmm.
Because probably what will happen is that over time, Canada will become an insignificant nation.
今日要同大家睇嘅就係最重要就係點解呢個石頭啊，充滿整個天下，係要我哋咁留心。
So the key message today is to understand why it is so important that we look at this rock that broke the statue and filled the whole earth.
呢個石係指邊個？
And what or who is this rock?
大家估係指邊個啊？
I ask you to come forth with some suggestions.It is Jesus Christ. And this is the rock that the Bible mentions that is so awesome. And this Jesus Christ will have a kingdom that will fill the whole earth.Dear brothers and
sisters,
So brothers and sisters, I ask you, if you know that there is going to be such an all-encompassing kingdom coming to pass, would you not want to be a citizen of this kingdom? Why is it that so many people wish to immigrate to North America?
Why is it that so many people wish to immigrate to North America?
Why do people wish to move to England or to Germany? Because the standard of living is much better. When I was young, many people wished to learn English. And I thought to myself, why do I need to learn English? I asked my father. So his dad said to Simon, Oh, silly boy, of course, if you learn to speak English, then you can make money with the English people. Now, why is it that so many Westerners now wish to learn Chinese? Do you think they really appreciate the Chinese culture? Now the real reason is because they wish to make a fortune. Now many people speak about how Buddhism is good. Now why is it that people do not immigrate to Thailand? Why do they all wish to come to North America? Or why do they not go to Vietnam? They speak about how Muslim, Islam is good. Now, again, when we look at the exodus of people, why do they not go to the Islamic, Muslim countries? Chinese people have a saying. What's this?
whoever that sees the writing on the walls would like to pray along with the power that's coming up good.
So pray along with
the mighty people.
So basically, it just means that those of us who are in power, we would like to join them. So if people have power, they have money, they have prestige, of course we would like to join them. It is a natural progression for people to move towards those with, to gravitate towards wealth and money and power. Now, I invite all of you to share, what country would you all want to go to? The kingdom that we would all want access to become citizens of, is this kingdom that fills the whole earth. Is this not a country that you would like entry to?
Now,
this is the future of mankind. This is a kingdom that will come to pass.
所有嘅金銀銅鐵嘅國家，冇一個國家可以喺呢個石裏邊可以站立得穩嘅。
That is why no other kingdom can stand before this kingdom.
你想唔想做呢個國家嘅公民啊
？Would you not want to be a citizen of a kingdom such as this？
識時務者為俊傑啊！呢個國家會令你享盡呢個一切嘅榮華富貴啊，享之不盡啊！你想唔想去啊
？This is a country that will give you everything.
呢個國家喺但以理書裏邊講就話係一個大石，係充滿天下嘅大石。
In Daniel, The book of Daniel says that this kingdom fills the whole earth and is a powerful kingdom. That it reduces to dust, to nothing, every other kingdom, that no kingdom can stand before it. Now, a kingdom as powerful as this, would you not want to participate? Now, there are many of those in China that would like to go to the States. Now, however, many people no longer wish to go to the States. They prefer to come to Canada. Why is that? Is because they are afraid that there is a possibility they may have to go to war as American citizens. Those Canadians who have died in war is less than 200. And the reason so many people wish to immigrate to Canada is that we don't have conscription. This kingdom that breaks every other kingdom before it does not require that we be soldiers. And yet, every one of us is a soldier. The war that we fight is not one of this world. It is one of spirit. So what is it that is so praiseworthy about this kingdom? If you're not a citizen of this kingdom, you should really seriously consider becoming a citizen. So we will speak about this kingdom that is represented by this powerful stone. In the Old Testament, it speaks about the salvation.
The rock of salvation.
The rock of salvation.
首先是出現很奇怪,是一個被擊打了的磐石。這個石頭,粉碎萬邦萬族的石頭,初初在聖經裡面開始是一個被擊打的石頭開始。
So originally, there was a rock that was struck.
這個石頭好像其他國家那樣的,忽然間好像以前是很小,但忽然間變得大的。
It was a small rock that became large.
還有是一個好像是被人藐視的石,後來成為了大石。
A rock that grows and becomes very immense.
這些地方你才要去,親愛的弟兄姊妹。
These are the places where you wish to go.
一個大國家你去就是怎樣? 多這個不多,少這個不少,對不對?是嗎? 一個小的國家你在這裡, 快快脆成為一個公民,當它變大的時候,你們就有福了,是不是?
So any nation that starts small and grows rapidly, you have many opportunities.
你快點去看這個國家是怎樣啊? 這裡是被擊打的磐石,是這個國家的開始。
I ask that you quickly come and that you look at this rock.
出埃及記第17章第6節。
That when in Exodus 17:6, when they were leaving Egypt,
Exodus 17:6.
And 17:6, I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink.
So
when we speak about this rock that gives forth water to save the people, this rock is Jesus. So the water that comes forth is the water of baptism. Water of rebirth. So when the people drank from this water, they were saved.
大卫在这个诗篇第62篇也都觉得有同感。诗篇62篇第二节，
Psalm 62 verse 2，
诗篇62篇第二节，唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不肯摇动。大卫就睇到呢样啊，诗人大卫就话：呢个磐石就系我哋嘅拯救，就系我哋嘅救恩。
So King David also refers to Jesus as the rock. Verse 2, he says, "He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken."
呢个打碎所有列国嘅磐石，其实就系我哋救恩嘅磐石嚟嘅。
So this rock that smashes all nations that no nation can withstand is a rock and also is our salvation. That when you drink of it, take of its waters, you will be saved, you become a citizen. And this country, this will be a fortress, it will protect you.
摩西亦都系咁讲喺《申命记》第32章第四节。
Moses speaks about this as well.
In Deuteronomy.
In Deuteronomy.
申命记第三十二章。
Deuteronomy.
第四节。
Deuteronomy 4.
他是磐石，他的作为系完全，他所行嘅无不公平，是诚实无伪的神，又公义又正直。寫錯咗，唔係民數記啊，係冇錯。
Okay, Deuteronomy 32:4, He is the rock; His works are perfect, and all His ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is He.
摩西就話：呢嚿石係預表神，係預表創造宇宙萬物嘅真神。
So Moses testifies that Jesus is the rock.
呢個真神係點啊？係正直嘅。这个石头是正直的，是无伪的，是尽善尽美的。
He says that Jesus does no wrong, he is upright, and he is just.
最后关于这个救恩的，关于这个救赎的，圣经里说这块石头是不可以被击打两次，不可以被击打第二次。
So in the Bible it talks about the rock of salvation and that it cannot be struck twice?
Yes.First, it's a smithen rock, but it's a rock that is smithen only once and not twice. 只可以被打一次，不可以打两次。
It emphasizes that Jesus, the rock, it can only be struck once and not twice.
摩西就因为这件事惹了神的愤怒。
And that is why Moses was God was angry with Moses
because Moses struck the rock twice. Moses 喺度发嬲，发烂渣，所谓啊，我哋广东话叫发烂渣。
Moses had a tantrum, and he struck the stone many times.
咁啊，神话你发烂渣，你唔好揾咁嘅嘢发喎，点解你唔打你自己嘅头咪好？你搏你自己啦，搏你自己你冇事。
So the Lord was angered because with Moses' tantrum, he struck the rock, not himself. Because the Lord has said the rock can only be struck once. And originally, the Lord had said to Moses, the people have nothing to drink.You asked the rock to give forth water. He says, you were asked to only instruct the rock to give water. Unfortunately, Moses chose to strike the stone many, many times. In the book of Numbers 20,
8-11节里面记载。大家睇到嘛？你拿着杖去，你和你哥哥亚伦招聚会众来，同佢面前吩咐磐石发出水来，水就会从磐石流出嚟。咁佢哋就系可以同畜生学啦。我哋再睇摩西点出事，睇第十一节。摩西举手， 用杖击打磐石两下，就许多水流出来，会众同畜生都喝了。但在第十二节里面，耶和华怎么跟摩西说？摩西同耶和华对摩西和亚伦说，因为你们不信我，不在以色列们人面前尊我为圣，所以你们必不能够领这会众进入我所赐去他们的地。你读。
Okay. So in Numbers 28, the Lord told Moses, take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink. So God's instruction was to speak to the rock. However, in Numbers 20, verse 11, then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. So he did not follow the Lord's instructions. So the Lord spoke to him. Numbers 20, 12, but the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them. So the Lord punished them.
就是因为这件事，摩西和亚伦是入不到迦南地。
So because of this, Moses and Aaron lost their opportunity to go to the land that the Lord had promised.
他们两个都死在旷野。
The two of them died in the desert.
是亚伦死先。
Aaron died first.
跟着摩西呢？
And then Moses.
在神面前求情，神啊，你俾次机会我啦。
Moses begged the Lord, please have mercy on me. Give me an opportunity. Give me an opportunity to seek forgiveness.
神话样嘢你可以讲，呢样嘢你唔可以再提。
Now the Lord said, anything else you can ask of me, but this matter is closed. He says, what I will do is that I will take you up high onto a mountain and will let you look upon the promised land. And then you can see the people as they move into the promised land. Now this is all that I can give you. So Moses died on that mountain.
看住入唔到去。
He could see, but he could not enter.
就因為呢件事，佢將磐石擊打兩次。
Because of this matter, where he smote the rock twice, he lost the opportunity for the promised land.
點解呢個磐石係唔可以被擊打第二次嘅？
Why is it that he could not or should not have struck that rock twice?
因為呢個磐石係預表基督。
Because this rock represents Jesus Christ.
救恩係從耶和華而來。
Salvation comes from the Lord. So Jesus Christ is the salvation.
When Christ offers himself once and it was satisfactory, once and for all.
That the Lord gave his life once and for all.
And
that when people sinned and they crucified the Lord, and the Lord has given himself once, and that is the end of it. The Lord may not be crucified twice. And that is why this matter was so significant to the Lord. Have you ever wondered why Aaron also did not have the opportunity to enter the promised land? So who was it that brought about this error to pass? Now you would think that this is a Moses' error. So why is it, now this is Moses' error, why is it that Aaron also could not go to the promised land? Now previously Aaron enjoyed arguing with Moses. He loved to speak against Moses.
Mm-hmm.
He loved to speak against Moses.
摩西娶咗古实女子，摩西娶咗黑妹，咁啊亚伦同埋米利暗就攻击摩西啦。但神冇话呢个这个婚姻唔好喎。
Because Moses had married a non-Jew, and Aaron always teased him about it.
佢叫整个会众攻击摩西啊。
He loved to needle Moses.
结果米利暗就系患咗麻风，大家记得嘛？但系亚伦好似冇事喎。
Now it looks as if Aaron did not receive any punishment.
今次呢?
This time,
上次佢錯誤攻擊摩西。今次呢，亞倫係點啊？錯誤同情摩西啊！佢冇出聲，佢冇話摩西做得唔好啊，冇喎，佢唔出聲喎。結果點樣呢？佢就因為咁原因，佢都入唔到迦南之地。
Because usually, Aaron would torment and needle Moses, but in this case, he did not speak against what Moses had done. And because he did not speak up, he also lost the opportunity to go to the promised land. What he should have said, he did not say. And what he, when he should have kept his mouth shut, he did not. And that is why when he should have spoken up, he did not, he also was not given the chance to go to the promised land.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，你睇到吗？神嘅國度係咁嚴謹㗎，你哋唔可以，神係涉萬不得的啊。
So, brothers and sisters,
神係可怕㗎。
You can see that the Lord is fearful.
人從情慾殺種，必受情慾嘅敗壞。始終有日咧，你會報應嘅。
That the time of reckoning will come.
呢嚿磐石係唔可以被擊打兩次。
That this rock cannot be struck twice.
哇！呢喂，咁呢、这个呢、这个呢、这个国家，你仲敢叫我去？原来话即系讲错一样嘢都好似死罪咁嘅。
So when you talk about it, is this country I wish to go to? It seems as if there's not much freedom of speech.
啊，咁啊唔系，咁你要明白呢、这个国家咧有好多好嘢嘅。
We must also understand that this is a kingdom with many blessings.
请大家睇睇呢个《申命记》第22章。
Deuteronomy 22. Which verse?
唔係第三十二章，對唔住。三十二章。
Deuteronomy 31.
三十二章。
32.
32
verse 32. 係冇錯。Deuteronomy 32:32.
三十二章第十。32:13.
He made him ride on the heights of the land and fed him with the fruits of the fields. He nourished him with honey from the rock and with oil from the flinty crag.
石罅里边系可以出油，石里边系有呢个物质喎。
So then, when we look at it, we can see that from the rock, oil flows and also honey.
呢嚿石圣经讲话系点啊？系滋润我哋嘅，系俾我哋呢个活命嘅所有嘅好处。
And here,
系俾我哋系有钱，系有生机。
And here we can understand that the rock nourishes us, that it gives us everything that we need to live.
你哋大家點嚟加拿大㗎?
How did you come to Canada?
啊，美國就點啊？美國就靠呢個親戚關係啦，係咪?
That in the States, it usually you are sponsored by your relatives.
加拿大要點啊?
In Canada, what do they look at?
計分啊，咁計分係計咩啊?
Canada looks at points.
有錢有冇分㗎? If you have a lot of money, you have a lot of fun.
And part of the point system, if you have money, that counts for points. So this country looks at your wealth. And that is why many immigrants can come because they have a lot of money. If I were to tell you that there is a kingdom that you can go to that does not require wealth, and that in the future this kingdom will become the greatest kingdom on earth,
And
that when you go, you even have a ticket to enter. That when you enter, you will immediately become a full-fledged citizen. That when you arrive, by transportation, you are already a citizen. And that when you become a citizen, you are a full-fledged citizen with all the privileges. They even pay for you to come. That when you come to this country, that this kingdom has already arranged everything for you to nourish you.
And there
is no need for elections or voting.
為什麼?
And why is that? Because you also will be a king or a queen. And that you will share in that with the Lord. Would you not want to come to this country? This country has even paid for your transportation. Every food and beverage has already been provided. And that when you arrive, you are already royalty. And this is what the Bible speaks about, and this is what is referred to when they speaks about the rock that fills the earth. Would you not want to be a citizen of this country? And it is very easy to become a citizen of this country. The gift is already there. All you need to do is to reach out for it. And the passport is the Bible. And that Jesus is the salvation. And that the Lord has sacrificed, and it is His blood that allows you entry. He has bought your salvation. Do you wish to enter this country? This country, this nation that has so many blessings, this is the rock that the Bible speaks about. It is a land of milk and honey, but it is the rock that provides this milk and honey. Not only that, but the rock, the Lord protects us.
撒母耳記下, 第22章第2節, 2 Samuel 22:2. 撒母耳記下, 第22章, 第20節.
2 Samuel 22.
大衛歌頌神跟受,大衛晚年歌頌神跟受,大衛就記得這個石頭。耶和華是我的磐石,我的山寨,我的救主。
King David knows that the Lord is his rock. He says, 2 Samuel 22, verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge.
我的神啊, 我的磐石啊, 我所投靠的, 他就是我的盾牌, 是拯救我的國, 是我的高台, 是我的避難所, 是我的救主, 是我脫離, 使我能夠脫離強暴的。 大家看到大衛怎麼描寫這塊石頭?
So that,
在第三節裡面。
So, my God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation.
大家明不明那個國是什麼意思啊? So, 國當時是高舉國是表示你是有這個榮耀和尊貴你是有這個堅固台神讓你可以有這個避難大衛說這裡是原因就是因為他逃避掃羅的時候他曠野裡面躲起來上上那個石頭裡面來躲大衛就想起原來這塊石頭是保護他的。So
when David speaks about the Lord, he was hiding from Saul. He was hiding from Saul in a cave, in a rock. And that is why he refers to the Lord, that the Lord was his rock, his fortress, and his salvation. So So for those of us who are Christians,
神是救了他们的命的,
you can see that many Christians can point to instances when the Lord has been their rock and has protected them.
你們有沒有人一個見證，遲下我跟大家講，你請我喝茶，我跟他講多一點，就是神保護了你的命，有沒有請舉手？神救了你的命，有沒有？喂，剩下那麼多，不是吧？你走出去，忽然間有個車走過，有人叫你回去都算數的，多不多？有沒有？個個都有了，對不對？是誰保護你啊？
So many Christians have experienced the hand of the Lord protecting them, watching over them.
On this rock I built my church.
So,
the gates of hell shall never prevail.
So in Matthew 16:18, it speaks about Jesus as the rock upon which the church is built. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So when we speak about this rock, the unfortunate thing is that sometimes this becomes a stumbling rock. In Romans
9:33,
So why is it that it speaks about a rock that is a stumbling stone? In Romans 9:33, as it is written, see, I lay in Zion a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. And the reason it is a stumbling rock is because the Jewish people do not accept that Jesus is the rock, that Jesus is the salvation. And it is a stumbling rock in the opinion of the Jews. So the Israelites believe that their rock, their salvation, would be one that restored their wealth, their prestige, and would get rid of the Romans from their country. So Jesus did not come from, he came from humble beginnings. He was humble, he was poor, he did not have social status in the eyes of the Israelites. And not only that, but the Lord spoke about the kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom on earth. And that is why the Israelites refused to accept that this could be the Christ. They wanted wealth.
而在彼得前书第二章第八节亦都有讲到。彼得前书第二章第八节。
In 1 Peter 2, verse 8.
我又说，作了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。或作他们绊跌，都因不顺从道理，他们绊跌也是预定的。因为神已经话过，将来好多犹太人系会，当耶稣基督嚟嘅时候，好多犹太人系会拒绝呢个救恩，所以救恩系要俾外邦人。
And that is why it speaks about how the salvation that many Israelites, many Jews will turn away from salvation, that they reject it and it will actually go to the Gentiles. 1 Peter 2, 8, and a stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall, they stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. Unfortunately, many times people will ask, what is the cost?
Price.
But they don't ask or they don't recognize the value. They ask about the price, but they don't recognize the value, so therefore treasures are lost. I had a friend that always asking about the cost and the price, and I said to him that you don't have much honor. He said, must have been your father who taught you.
No, then he says that, well, you know, how much is honor worth?
And then my friend said, well, how much is honor worth?
I said, you must hear it from your father.
I also said, this must have been learned from your father. So this system of analysis can only take you so far. And so this colleague of mine, this friend of mine, eventually lost out. Even entering a triad would be dangerous because if he was always asking about the cost, eventually he would lose his life also. Now there are many among us who cannot recognize the honor and the value in Christ. Because it has never been said that just because you become a Christian that you will become wealthy. Because this is a future, in the future,
that
it is in the future that all the wealth and the riches and the milk and honey will accrue to you. The question is, do you want to believe in this country? And I say to you that if you wish to enter this country, that you wish to partake in this country, today is the moment. Seize the moment. Tomorrow I will speak to you, or next time I will speak to you again about how this kingdom overcometh all other kingdoms.
We will see how this kingdom overcometh all other kingdoms. 到底为什么只不過是在神的眼中，只不過是一個棋子啫。佢以為佢自己好叻，但只不過是係點樣咧？只不過是佢喺神面前嘅國度裏邊嘅一個閒國啫。
And so that when we look at this King Nebuchadnezzar, that he who seems so powerful is really as nothing in the eyes of the Lord.
我哋一個結束嘅禱告。
And now we will close by prayer.
親愛父神，我哋今日喺你面前。
Dear Lord, here we are in your presence.
我们承认我们自己的软弱，我们的渺小。
We recognize, we admit that we are weak and that we have no strength.
很多时候我见到你们的，我见到神的国度这么伟大。
And yet we see that your kingdom is so wonderful.
我们都是不想接受。
And yet it is, why is it that we do not reach out to seize and to accept your salvation?
我们的眼光还是太短，太浅。
And it's because that we cannot see, our eyes are blinkered.
我只想睇呢个眼前嘅富贵。
We only can see what seems to be ahead of us, which is the riches of the world.
主啊, 你就是舊約那個磐石。
And yet, Lord, you are the rock, you are the salvation.
你就是舊約的救恩的磐石。
You are the Old Testament's rock.
被擊打的磐石。
The rock that was struck.
是不可以被擊打兩次的磐石。
Which cannot be struck twice.
你是舊約的磐石，使到人是得到這個
You are the rock which nourishes, which brings forth honey and oil. You are the protective rock, the refuge. Because you are the salvation, the all-powerful. You have said that you are the rock and pillar upon which a church, our church, will be built.
我们只是出去传福音的话，我们不需要惧怕，因为阴间的门是不能够胜过教会。
And when we go out and we spread your word, we need not be afraid because nothing shall overcome us.
主要我们在你面前，我们前进。
And that while we are in your presence,
我们知道这个是末世的时候。
We know that the end of time cometh.
你来的日子就近。
We also know that the time that you will be here, that the second coming is near.
这个打碎裂的磐石就会在我们眼前出现。
And that when you break forth the rock, here you will be.
主啊，求你使到我哋能够接受呢个国度。
Dear Lord, I ask that you help us to reach out for salvation.
求你使到今日在座当中嘅每一个人会被呢个石头打碎。
And Lord, and no one here will be able to avoid when the rock comes and it smites.
求你使到我哋每一个人，如果系未信你嘅话，快快接受你做个人嘅救主。
Dear Lord, I ask that if there are any of us here who have not had accepted your salvation, I ask that they reach out now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.